The magic numbers, and joining us on the phone now from the band, it's Romeo Stoddart. Romeo, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad, Johnny. How are you?
Yeah, good to hear from you, mate. Here, when was that released, that single? Was it
2005? That was 2005,
yeah. Yeah, and the album went double platinum in the UK alone. The follow-up went gold as well.
Yeah.
And you were nominated for the Mercury Music Prize. Did the instant success frighten you at the start? It seemed to be overnight looking as an outsider, you know?
Sure, yeah. Well, it was kind of sort of 10 years together playing music with the guys, especially Sean, our drummer. So in some ways it was overnight when it started spiraling, but it did actually at the same time feel like we'd put the hours in.
Yeah, you had served your time, because all of a sudden you were on the front of every magazine, the Mercury Music Prize nomination.
Yeah.
The album was top 10, the singles were doing well. It was all terrific for a while.
Yeah. All was going great.
So,
and
well,
all still is.
No, yeah, well, it's, no, I didn't mean it to sound like, yeah,
no,
you know, and now, yeah. You know, now it's all gone rotten. You know, no,
yeah.
But you've been staging the albums. I mean, the follow-up album was out a year later. Then you waited a few years for The Runaway. And next one's next year sometime, is it?
Yeah, it's all finished. We've finished recording it. So it's going to come out early next year. So, And I really feel that we've kind of finally made that, you know, that the best record we've ever done. So I know every kind of artist, you know, kind of feels like that at the time, but I think people will be surprised by this next record. So,
but because it's sort of been 3 or 4 years since the last one, I mean,
has the
inspiration changed? Has the sound changed? I mean, you know, have you been tinkering about with anything else?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're kind of doing other projects as well. My sister's done our own solo record. I've been playing guitar and, you know, in different guises with Africa Express, or like playing guitar for Spiritualize. And you do different things and bring it back to the band. And I think it's really, you know, it's an important thing as a musician to get that knowledge and learn from other things. And
yeah, well, hold on. You mean you've played with Spiritualized? That's
yeah.
Not nearly as far removed as the kind of stuff you do as we can get, maybe.
Yeah, I guess so. I think in terms of what people perceive the band to be, knowing singles like Love Me Like You or Forever Lost or whatever, kind of have that side of us. But I think sort of, you know, our core kind of fans or people who've lived with it throughout the three records can see that there's lots of different sides to the band and but yeah, I mean, it is different, but they, you know, they were a band that I love. So when I became friends with Jason and stuff,
but as you say, it can only be healthy, because if you go away and dabble, then you can come back with, you know, fresh ideas for the band. Here, Michelle's album, did you play on it?
I played a little piano. I definitely didn't want to do, like, you know, play guitar or do any singing, because then it would, you know, basically be the magic numbers.
Yeah.
So I kind of played a little piano on a couple of tracks. But it's a very country, more acoustic country kind of record that she's made. And
yeah, I was just wondering about, you know, how you deal with that as a family. You know, Michelle announces, I'm doing a new album, and you're not in it.
You know, it was actually the other way around. Michelle always used to write songs before, like, the band. So she was playing guitar, writing her own songs. And I kind of poached her from doing that and said, hey, come and play bass with me and help me out.
So
over the years, all these songs she's been writing, accumulating these songs, it was just about time when, you know, for her to get something out, really.
Yeah. Now and again, we'll delve into a musician's background to try and find out where the musical inspirations come from. Yours is more colourful than most. Scottish father, Portuguese mother, born in Trinidad, right?
Yeah.
Raised in New York and moved to London.
Yeah.
Dear me. You've
when you
been,
put it like that, yeah, it does sound like that's why I'm as confused a person as I am, but yeah.
But I mean, it's what a variety of influences then you've been exposed to over the years.
Yeah, I know. No, it's been amazing. I actually think it's really important to move around, and you kind of, it just opens your eyes, really. I think the move from Trinidad, this small island, to New York was like a big sort of move, you know, sort of eye-opener as what, you know, the world and what you can achieve and everything. And from that was a really inspiring thing. And music, just throughout all the moves and everything, you know, family, just always was a big, you know, had a big impact from really, really young. So
yeah, it just seems like a lot of upheaval to have to deal with, you know, as a young person.
Yeah, I think that's kind of something that just, yeah, I mean, you know, in terms of making friends or relationships or whatever, you know, you kind of, yeah, you sort of, at the end, and you kind of have to move on. So I think in some ways, yeah, that's kind of probably had a effect on me.
Yeah, what were the early records you bought, Romeo? And the reason I ask this, because you can hear that the melody is very important in the Magic Numbers stuff, you know, and the harmonies and everything else. So wait, is that the kind of stuff you bought as when you were younger?
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, actually, well, I mean, I grew up listening a lot to country music. My parents were really into that, my uncle and stuff. But the first record I actually bought was Appetite for Destruction, GNR.
Right. So nice loud one.
And yeah. And they were, you know, Slash actually was one of the reasons I wanted to play guitar and be in a band, that whole sort of gang thing. And then I got really into sort of heavy metal, Slayer, Metallica, and then it went on to death metal, and then it was just like, okay, I need something with a tune.
So, yeah. I would never have guessed that was the kind of stuff you were buying, you know?
Yeah, no, it's true, really, really early on. And we still, on the bus, we'll still dig out Appetite and crank it, you know?
No, it sounds terrific. But so it was Slash, his fault then.
For the guitar side of things, definitely, yeah.
Brilliant. Listen, the reason we're phoning you, of course, you're playing in Belfast on the 25th of September. You're in the Empire.
Yeah, I can't wait, actually. Really, really excited.
Are you familiar with the Empire?
I haven't actually played there. I mean,
well, I'll tell you, you're in for a treat because it's like your archetypal old-fashioned old-time music hall.
Yeah,
and that's cool. The way it has been designed. You know,
great.
With that kind of stage with nearly like the footlights shining up at you from your feet. And but that's the design. The acoustics are brilliant in the place, and it's going to suit your show brilliantly.
Great.
I think, you know.
Oh, man. That sounds fantastic.
And is it a full blown show? You're doing an acoustic show? Is that
we're doing an acoustic show? Yeah. So we've never actually toured like an acoustic tour before, but I think, you know, we're sort of. It's funny because it's a big part of what we do, and we've done the odd shows, but the whole tour is going to be like that. So, and we've been doing rehearsals, and the arrangements to a lot of the songs are so different, and it's going to be a great. I mean, I'm really, really excited, and really, you know, I think it's going to be a good. A good change.
But again, with your stuff stripped down, won't change that much.
Yeah, I mean, some of the arrangements. I mean, yeah, but. No, it is different.
Yeah.
It is different. Yeah, we're using lots of different instrumentation as well. So we're bringing tons of little quirky, you know, like auto harps and glockenspiels and lots of, you know, different things. So
yeah, you're
your
sound engineer is going to love you.
Yeah, exactly.
You're bringing a glockenspiel. What, you know? Okay, well, listen, brilliant. Romeo, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. The gig, The Empire, 25th of September, and we look forward to the new album.
Oh,
okay?
Great. Thanks so much, man.
No Appreciate problem. It. Thanks, Romeo.
Nice one. Thanks. Life is just a game, broken all the same, and I will get over it. Be the one to change you, baby. I wanna learn how to lie. If I'm too, she don't love me like you. She don't know what you do, and it's all hard. But then you dance with the woman who lets you pass it, don't feel until I get.
Just some wee snippets there of the Magic Numbers back catalogue. If you like your tuneful melodic pop, I mean, they're hard to beat. They are terrific. Terrific live as well. And one of our Tommy says, great to hear the Magic Numbers on the show. I've seen them a few times and I've loved their stuff from day one. Great to see them back. Tommy, yes, that sentiment I would echo totally. So the gig is the Empire, September the 25th, and that's going to be a show and a half, I would think.